Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, October 11th, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9, a volunteer, reporting. Open enrollment for our 2014 benefits will begin for active flight attendants, including those on voluntary furlough, this Monday, October 14th, 2013, through November 1st, 2013. Retired flight attendants may enroll during their enrollment period from November 4th through November 15th, 2013. Watch for additional details and instructions about the open enrollment period you should receive in the mail at your home address on file with United. Some information is currently available on United's website in the Employee Services Benefits section. Additionally, United has announced that it will be conducting benefits fairs, details and information to be provided by United. If you have any concern or questions regarding open enrollment, you may contact the United Airlines Benefits Service Center. This week, our flying partners from JFK, Heathrow, Chicago, Denver, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Frankfurt, DCA, Hong Kong, Boston, Narita, and Houston successfully completed 2 days of benefits training. AFA representatives reviewed contractual and legal procedures of insurance and retirement in order to help them in managing issues at the local level. We congratulate our colleagues who stepped forward to do this important work on behalf of all of us, and we should thank them for renewing their commitment as advocates for all members. As a reminder, the company is planning to migrate all employee data to PeopleSoft beginning today, which will require intermittent outages. Members' pay advice data will be unavailable from October 16th through 21st. Also, from October 11th through 16th, you will be unable to add or delete travel dependents. It is expected that other functions of employee res will not be affected. The government shutdown is hurting families all over the country, including over 800,000 government workers. Another million essential employees are required to come to work without pay until funding resumes. That means this country is expecting a million families to pay for child care and gas in order to provide essential services for the rest of us without getting 1 cent of pay. Any promised back pay won't be forthcoming until this senseless and damaging shutdown is over. However, there is a solution. Congress doesn't have to wait for Speaker Boehner to call a vote for a vote. They can force one with at least 218 signatures on a discharge petition. If key members of the House of Representatives feel sufficient pressure from constituents, they might be persuaded to sign the discharge petition that would bring House Resolution 372 to the floor for a vote. Generating calls to your a member of Congress can end the shutdown and put Americans back to work. Taking action for signatures on this petition can also encourage House Speaker Boehner to negotiate a deal. Call your members of Congress and tell them to get back to work and sign on to House Resolution 372. Generating bipartisan support can get us a vote on a continuing resolution that will mean a paycheck for millions of Americans and the reinstatement of essential services relied on by millions more. Call the Capitol switchboard operator at 202-224-3121 to get connected to your representative. The lockout of federal workers and government shutdown needs to end now. Call your members of Congress and tell them to support House Resolution 372 and stop the gridlock that is hurting American families. The Capitol switchboard operator at 202-224-3121 can connect you. The Rugby Player, an award-winning documentary about a United Airlines Flight 93 passenger Mark Bingham and his mother Alice Hoagland, AFA retiree and outspoken advocate for aviation security and LGBT rights, will be showing at locations around the country. The Rugby Player had its New York City premiere on September 11th as part of the 25th anniversary of NewFest, the New York City LGBT Film Festival in partnership with OutFest, where AFA International Vice President Sarah Nelson and AFA United MEC President Greg Davidovich were in attendance. The documentary is described as an uplifting and stereotype-shattering documentary that tells the story of a mother, a son, and what it takes to be a hero. The Rugby Player is a touching, funny, and stirring portrait of how a son's heroism can inspire a nation and how a mother's love can turn unfathomable loss into an unshakable resolve. Utilizing footage shot by Bingham himself, this timely film provides keen insights for the national debates on LGBT rights, marriage equality, and gay athletes in organized sports. The Rugby Player is the winner of the HBO Audience Award for Best Documentary at the 2013 Miami Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. Independent film site Idlewood Indiewood says, with the shadow of a national tragedy, The Rugby Player is an uplifting and stereotype-shattering documentary that tells the story of a mother, a son, and what it takes to be a hero. We encourage you to take this opportunity to view the documentary at one of the many screenings across the country. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.